content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. So, if you happen to have your 13-year-old listening in,
that's your problem.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. Today we are on the Q Corner.
The Q Corner.
With Sean Morgan. He is an expert in all things QAnon. So it's going to be a great show. We're excited to find out what is going on in the world of Q. And we're also going to be talking about Black Lives Matter, who they are, who funds them, and really what is their agenda behind.
Lots of notes.
Yeah, lots of notes today. What is their agenda behind what we see on the news? So Sean's going to help us get to the bottom of everything today. Quick little thank you for everybody. Thank you, everybody, for watching the shows and for sharing the shows and talking about the shows, commenting on the shows, for participating on our Spiritually Raw Facebook group page. For those of you that don't know, we have a Facebook group page, and you can find us at Facebook.com/spirituallyraw, and you can post anything pretty much that you want. That's, you know, not totally graphic. It could be controversial. It could be about your business. It could be questions that you have about your business, stuff you want to share about your business. If you're on a podcast, anything news related, we're really open-minded, and it's just a really great group of spiritually like-minded truth seekers as well. So thank you, everybody.
Yep, absolutely. Thanks for that. And listen, before we bring on Sean, I just want to take just about 30 seconds with you, I promise. So, you know, when you're watching this video right now, when you're watching it on our channel, you know, we put so much energy and effort into bringing on the greatest guests like Sean. You know, you've seen him with Sava. There's just so many out there that we bring on for you. We ask that while you're watching this, if you haven't done it already, hit that subscribe button now. And then also like and share. That would be great. If you are watching this video on one of our sister or brother's channels that they often share it on their channels, same thing. Just type in Spiritually Raw under YouTube and hit subscribe there. Again, it's going to really just help keep this messaging going. There's just so much important stuff going down right now. And, you know, with your help, it really just gets it out there. So that's all we ask of you. Subscribe.
It's actually share, Spiritually Raw TV.
You'll see the circle, right? So when you go Spiritually Raw, you'll see a circle, and it'll have a picture of April and myself there. So there. Oh, and if you're listening to us on one of our syndicated podcasts, just YouTube Spiritually Raw
TV
or the circle. You'll see it anyway. All right. With that being said, I am going to bring on Sean. Thank you. I told you it wouldn't take long, everybody. I do appreciate that. And much love to you for doing that, really. Okay. So let's talk about Sean Morgan here for just a minute. So Sean is a great guy. He's an independent journalist and author of QAnon for Beginners. A lot of you remember him. He's been on the show often a lot and really, has been a good launching of this Q Corner episode, which really seems to be taking, you know, great effect there. And you guys are enjoying it. So I'm glad you're enjoying it. We got someone really great sharing that information with us, Sean Morgan. He's also the co-author of Patreon Riches, where you can, and you can find out more about Sean at QAnonFAQ.com, and also check out his YouTube channel at youtube.com/C/Sean Morgan.
It's a lot of S's in there.
Oh my gosh, man. You should try reading
and
those notes.
And she sells seashells down by the seashore.
She doesn't know. Oh my gosh. Oof. Hey, Sean, welcome.
Thank you.
It's good to see you.
Thank you. Yeah, it's good to see you guys.
Yeah. Thanks for, we're enjoying the episodes here with you, man. You know, you're leaving a lot of light to this Q Corner and actually making this Q Corner come alive and giving, I think, what people have been expecting or wanting out of this and probably more so.
Yeah, not only that, Jay, but also, you know, a lot of people may be seeing this image of, you know, this anonymous looking figure and may not know, is it a positive thing? Is it a creepy negative thing? What is it all about? Who is this?
Are you telling them, everybody, that Sean is Q?
No, the anonymous picture of Q. The anonymous face.
Yeah.
So you're really helping bring light to the subject.
Oh yeah, like it's a very loving face, very friendly face.
Yeah.
Like that?
No.
What?
Wait, can we start over?
Oh, good. Let's go with everybody. We're good.
Hold on. No. Wait, I'm going to have her cut that. Hold on. No. We're going to start over. Go back to where you just said. No, I was just saying, hold on. Alyssa, take one. You can cut it here. And now you could start there. And we're just going to cut the whole section out.
Yeah, no worries. So, you have anything, right? So anyway, this is, we have Sean Morgan here, everybody. Great guy. And Sean, thank you for coming on here with us and really, you know, bringing light of the Q Corner out there to everybody. Everybody's, when, you know, we're seeing every single week, more and more people are just definitely getting awoken by what you're sharing. So I know it takes a lot of dedication from you, brother, to really read those boards and go down that and, you know, then come on these shows and really share it with everybody out of the goodness of your heart. So just, you know, much love to you on that one.
You know what? That is so true, though. You really hit something right on the head. I really believe, Sean, that you truly are doing what you're doing out of the goodness of your heart. I mean, you...
Yeah, I am, actually. I don't say so myself.
Well, it's obvious because you speak with it with such passion and such truth. And, you know, that comes out in the authenticity really comes out in the delivery of your message.
Yep, for sure.
Thanks, I really believe in Q. You know, it's not that I trust Q blindly or I'm not a follower of Q or I don't worship Q. Q is just a group of people who are putting information out there, and I really appreciate the information. I really believe it can change our country and change the world for the better. That's what I mean when I say I believe in Q, and I really am passionate about it.
Amen, brother. Amen. Power to the people on this one. Speaking of the people, can you, before we dive into stuff, actually, what's going on the Q boards? I know that's always real time stuff that you're grabbing. What's going on?
Yes.
There?
Yeah. Q was silent for a couple of days, but he started piping up yesterday, the 17th day of the month. And Q is the 17th letter of the alphabet. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but there's a lot of codes that have to do with QAnon. But anyway, Q posted a couple of times yesterday, and Q posted, they posted a meme of Trump 2016 was with an iceberg, a little iceberg, and then below the surface there's a huge silent majority. And then there was a new picture side by side with the iceberg below the surface, even bigger silent majority for Trump 2020 election. So you can go to qmap.pub and see all of the Q posts. But that was just a message out there saying, hey, you might feel like you're in the minority at your workplace or in your home or on Facebook, but the reality is there are so many people who support President Trump who are not saying anything because they're afraid of social rejection.
You know, it's interesting that you said that because there was a post, you know, he's here in Florida. He's having
a rally
tomorrow night, and they broke a record. 1 million people applied to attend to that rally tomorrow, which is an extraordinary.
Did you get almost, tickets?
And Joe Biden can't even get a couple thousand people to attend a live stream. So like that just maybe. Shows you. Yeah. That just
exactly.
Shows you the organic grassroots support for Donald Trump. And the Q also posted a side-by-side meme, and it shows the 1933 flag for the paramilitary wing of the Communist Party of Germany. Hmm. And it's an anti-fascist action flag. And then it shows the 2017 paramilitary wing of the Democratic Party, the Antifa flag, which is almost identical. It's a mirror image with the same words. And then Q says, is that a coincidence? And Q has a long message. I don't know if you want me to read it or not, but it's about...
Bring it on, brother.
Bring it on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Q said, is the old playbook still being used today, then versus now? Compare and contrast. And then he has a link to The Guardian where it's talking about cooperation between the Nazis and the Associated Press. And it says... How did Hitler gain power? What events created population defiance, extremism, and the insurrection? And then there's a link to the BBC, and it's talking about history as well. And it says, global economic depression, reparations, huge rise in unemployment. Germans began to lose faith in democracy and look to extreme parties on both the left and the right, the communists and the Nazis, for quick and simple solutions. When people are unemployed, hungry, and desperate, as millions were in Germany between 1930 and 1933, they often turn to extreme political parties, offering simple solutions to their problems. Between 30 and 33, support for the extreme right-wing Nazis and the extreme left-wing communists soared. And now, the mainstream, the MSDNC, you know, Q is actually making a play on words. Instead of saying MSNBC, he's saying the MSDNC. They're saying peaceful protests. There is it a propaganda campaign? There's information warfare campaign. And this apparatus called the MSDNC is saying the president must be removed. And they've been saying this for years. And so there's the COVID-19 global economic depression. There's the Black Lives Matter race push for reparations. And there's a huge rise in unemployment, 40 million people. Insurrection, riots, city takeovers, remove police or weaken them. Property destroy, assaults, murder, released by Democratic governors and mayors. Back to streets and safe zones. Division, hostility, race war. What is the end goal now versus then? And the government control is the bottom line. So understanding the past helps to understand the present. Q. That's a long post from Q, but it lays it all out there, how America is exactly like Germany in 1930 to 1933.
I'm glad you read it and not me, man, because you read it a lot better. So that's pretty good stuff. Eloquent. Much more. Thank you very much.
without the S. You know, how can the media possibly, even though they are doing it, say that they're peaceful, peaceful protests when cities are literally being lit on fire and cars, they literally have the camera and a car is lit on fire or a business is caught on fire or, you know, being just absolutely vandalized.
Disillusioned. They're delusional.
That's what I'm saying. How can they even?
So there was a CNN anchor who was talking about how the things were mostly peaceful when there was a car burning behind him. So this reminds me of the communications minister in Iraq when Iraq was about to be taken over by American troops in the second Desert Storm war, when he was literally just alone in his office, like speaking into a speaker to the entire country saying, don't worry, everything's fine. We're winning the war. And meanwhile, there were like American troops like bashing down his door. It's just like that. This is pure propaganda. This has nothing to do with reality. They're just talking points. They're going to follow the talking points, even if there's a contradiction in reality. And that's what makes people wake up. So I'm actually kind of grateful to them.
Black Lives Matter, have they completely infiltrated or taken over the Democratic Party?
You know, it's funny that no one cares about Black Lives Matters until it's an election year. If you look at the search algorithms of the searches and popularity of Black Lives Matters, it spikes in 2016 when the Democrats wanted to use black people as pawns for their election campaign, and then it spikes again this year. You know, I don't know how much Black Lives Matters has infiltrated or which way the infiltration is, but something Q has posted is the trail, the money trail. When you donate money, and there's a big push in the mainstream media and all the corporations, everyone's giving money to Black Lives Matters. When you do that, it goes to Act Blue. And when it goes to Act Blue and the money's not claimed, it goes directly to the Democratic Party candidates. We're talking hundreds of millions of dollars. Black Lives Matters is nothing but a front organization. It's a slush fund for the Democrats.
There's 269 to tag on what you said. There's 269 organizations that are actually supporting Black Lives Matter. And just to name a few that people may be familiar with, Amazon.
If you turn on the TV for your kids to watch programming on Nickelodeon and Disney, it will start doing Black Lives Matters propaganda. Everyone should know that Black Lives Matter, that all lives matter, that, you know, this is just a propaganda push, and it's a way to send money to these deep state operatives. I have different ways of supporting my channel, like Patreon and PayPal, and I saw PayPal donated $50,000 to Black Lives Matters, and that made me kind of upset because I don't want to support an organization that's doing that. And so I thought, well, maybe I'll tell people to just give me money through PayPal instead of Patreon. But then I found out PayPal gave $500 million to Black Lives Matters. $500 million, $550 million is going, it's just a slush fund, is going straight to the Democratic Party. But the good news is that we already know that you can give $1 billion to the Democrats, just like they did when they forced Bloomberg to run against Trump. Yeah. And he threw $1 billion or $500 million at a campaign, create big billboards that are anti-Trump, and it didn't even make a dent in Donald Trump's poll numbers.
What do you think's going to happen? I mean, do you think that anything like with these, a lot of these major, like you said, anytime you turn on the TV, you're, you know, there's people that are supporting the Black Lives Matter movement. Do you think after the election's done and the way a lot of people are foreseeing it right now, which will Trump will be victorious on there, do you think there's going to be a tone down from these? Do you think there'll be any backlash from the administration against these for really fueling that fire, per se?
Right. So Q calls it a boomerang when the things the deep state tries to do end up coming back to bite them in the ass. And so good example of that is when, if you have coordinated efforts between the mainstream media and Democratic politicians with Antifa, and Antifa is designated a terrorist organization, well, then they become liable. Same thing with Black Lives Matters. So if law enforcement and the federal government can prove that Black Lives Matters is actually trying to burn down buildings and cause chaos and hurt and kill people, well, then they're also a terrorist organization. And so I'm hoping that this whole event with George Floyd and everything is actually going to awaken people and unite people. I know right now they're trying to divide people between black and white. There's a really horrible a horrible trend of people apologizing for who they are, people getting on their knees, people saying, I can't breathe. All of these are not ways to bring people together. But the Q movement is all about unity. You know, everyone are brothers and sisters in humanity. So it doesn't matter what color you are, what religion, it doesn't matter. It's all about unity. So people might say that Q is trying to, you know, be fundamentalist Christian or be a cult. There's all kinds of things that they claim Q is. But if you look at Black Lives Matter, they're just dividing people. It doesn't matter what they say they're doing. If you look at the reality, they're dividing and they're fomenting a race war in our country.
So what do you think about this? I read this and I want to get your feedback on it because people need to know if this is the truth. Okay, so Black Lives Matter has strong ties to anti-Semitic sentiment. Not only that, but Black Lives Matter is also connected to Hamas, the Muslim Brotherhood, the same connection that Obama has with the Muslim Brotherhood, a terrorist group like Hamas.
I saw a video of a representative of radical Islam on TV saying that they need to be aligned with Black Lives Matters. And so it's interesting that the leadership of radical Islamic organizations do feel aligned with Black Lives Matters. But I don't have anything other than that clip that I've seen to prove that. But what I think that federal investigators are doing right now is they're following the money of Black Lives Matters. And if the money is coming from a terrorist organization like Hamas, then it's game over. It's a boomerang. It's going to come back to bite them. And so if you're out there and you want to stop racism, I think the worst thing you can do is join a protest that involves riots and burns down buildings and hurts people. I think we do need to come together. That's the ironic thing, is that there's so many good intentions. There's so many good people out there that are peacefully protesting, and they have good hearts. They want to end racism. And so the question is, how do you do that? It's not by defunding the police 100%. Sure, we might make a few cutbacks. We might invest in different types of community programs. Punitive justice isn't what it's all about all the time. But you can't take away all police from our communities. If you do that, it's actually black lives that are going to be lost.
Who do you think, you know, as that does get closer, because you're getting like states like Seattle, Minneapolis, things where you're hearing a lot about them with the defunding of the police right now. How far away do you think, I know we talked about it a little bit on the last episode, as far as kind of letting them play themselves out. Do you think it's getting a lot closer now? Do you think we're super close where maybe the federal government does, or Trump does, have to step in and say, okay, no more now? Or do you think it's still got a little ways to play itself out?
That's a great question. I think that when they were trying to break into the White House, I was like, whoa, when are they going to actually do something about this? Mm-hmm. When there were fires and riots all over the country, I was kind of surprised that the military didn't come in full force. So now that the riots are not that strong, there's no one at the door of the White House, and the only thing we really have going is the autonomous zone in Seattle called Chaz. And so what's interesting is that Donald Trump has said, hey, if the mayor and the governor don't take care of this anarchy, then mm-hmm. I will have to take care of it myself, send in the military, because people are basically extorting the business owners in that zone. And there are also bikers for Trump who are organizing on taking back that zone, which I think could get pretty ugly. Mm. So that might be a good example of where and when that type of situation might occur, because I think it's better for the military with all of their protocols to get involved rather than to have bikers get involved. They don't have any protocols. So I think that would be the place to keep your eyes. And also wherever they're defunding the police is where they'll try to do the riots next, because then people are more vulnerable in those communities.
For sure. I just had a thought about racism. When you said, well, how do we stop racism? Don't you think if the best way to stop something is to stop feeding it? So if everybody stopped talking about racism, it would die down. It would simmer down. But because the media plays it up so much and they've caused so much energy around it, negative energy, you know, whether energy positive or negative, it's definitely negative energy, and it's caused so much chaos. So imagine if the media stopped talking about it. It would just simmer down, and it would die down.
In fact, when you make everything about race, you're more racist. And a good example of that is Joe Biden saying, if you don't vote for me, you're not black.
You're not black.
It's one of the most racist things you could say or think, would be to say that a whole group of people should think and act a certain way because of their skin color. Mm-hmm. So ironically, I think that the left has a point. We can't always say, hey, the left are crazy, the liberal people have no basis in reality. No, there is a point to be made about racism and bias and sexism. These things do exist. These things do need to be worked with. And we do have to evaluate how we spend money on the police and how, like, for example, I think all police officers should have body cams. They should be liable for all of their actions, and they should always be monitored. So I think there are improvements to be made. I think the left and liberals have some points to make. I think we should live in at least a two-party system, if not more political parties, to get diverse ideas and learn from each other. But I do kind of stand with you, April, that the more we talk about and divide people by race and other different divisions, you create that divisive environment. And an example would be to call someone black when they're half black or half white. You know, just because their skin color is a certain tone doesn't mean you just lump them into one category. They also might be 50% European heritage. Mm-hmm. And so you're just erasing that entire half of their family history with one word. So let's stop categorizing people. And let's engage in dialogue to solve our community's problems, even if some of those problems do include racism and problems like that.
Sean, do you get a scope out there in the world what black leaders are feeling about the Black Lives Matter? I mean, do you feel like there's a strong portion of them maybe feeling like, you know, why the hell are you doing this in our name? Or do you feel like there is just a really strong, you know, cause behind it?
It's about half and half from what I can see. I mean, support from Black Americans for Trump is higher than ever before. So there is an awakening happening, and there is a change in, traditionally Black Americans have voted Democrat, ever since the Democrats were, KKK members and so forth. There's something mm-hmm. happening right now where the Democrats are trying to erase the history
right.
of democratic racism, of mm-hmm. the fact that it was the Democrats who wanted slaves. It was the Democrats right. who were in the KKK. And so there's literally a campaign going on with Nancy Pelosi heading it up to try to erase that history through the removal of statues and pictures and so forth.
You know, there's a new movement I heard today. I don't get this. It's TBLM. I don't know if you heard about that. Now it's Trans Black Lives Matter. There's a new movement.
That's even more racist because it's saying, what about Hispanic trans people? Like the more you make one group mm-hmm. the victim or the special group, the more you alienate all the other groups.
Yeah.
And so that saddens me.
It does sadden.
I know. It's awful. It's absolutely awful. Getting back to Chaz, Solomon Samuel Simone, aka Raz from Chaz, is proclaimed the warlord of Chaz. I don't know if many people really know much about him, though. Apparently, he hates America, that's obviously, but owns multiple guns, luxury automobiles, millions in real estate. He owns a Tesla, BMW, a Jaguar, XJ, millions in properties, and is also supported by the Islamic Dubai government.
And he likes long walks in the sand. That's his dating profile for you, everybody.
So,
You know, this is a good example of a boomerang, because the left has painted the autonomous zone. The New York Times, the Washington Post, they're calling it a love experiment and full of festivities. Mm. They're trying to make it sound like this is just a beautiful people's movement, when the reality is that there is a person who just took control with automatic weapons, and they're doing all the things they say they're against. They say they're against guns, but they have a bunch of guns. They say they're against a border wall. They created a border wall. It's basically just anarchy. It's just might makes right. And it's all going to implode. And it's just going to make the left look bad.
When this guy Chaz, with his whole...
His name's Raz, but he lives in Chaz, which is the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone.
Wow. Okay. So
thank you for clarifying.
Yeah.
That.
See, like, that's good. I don't even want to give it energy, right? You know. So, but what happens to him after this? I mean, like, people like that who really try to create.
I hope he goes to jail for extorting all the businesses and handing out weapons to people who don't know how to use them and all the other crimes that he's committing right now. So, a lot of what he's doing is getting caught on camera, so it won't be hard to prosecute him.
That is crazy. Just like right out of the movies, huh?
Yeah. The other thing I also wanted to talk to you about to help make people understand are the fact that the companies that have profited from the pandemic.
Yes.
I think it's really interesting.
I was just telling you that since I'm on quarantine, I have to buy all of my things I need from Amazon. And even if I was able to go out and buy things, I'd have to go to the big box retailers that are allowed to be open while no one else is. And so, of course, that benefits all these big tech giants, the billionaires like Jeff Bezos, who owns Amazon and the Washington Post, and Zuckerberg, who owns Facebook. All the online companies and all the big box retailers are making a killing right now, while the small businesses are being told, no, you have to stay shut and we'll just maybe give you a loan later.
Bezos' net worth or income increased $34.6 billion since the pandemic, right? Mm-hmm. Zuckerberg, $25.3 billion, Ellison, $7 billion, Bill Gates, $8 billion, just to name a few, but you get the common thread there, right? This is just out of control, what's happening.
And I wonder how much of that money they're going to give to Black Lives Matters, and which funnels directly to the Democratic Party. It's just a big scam.
I seriously hope that people, you people that are watching this, are starting to wake up, and it's starting to sink in, and you're starting to realize, you know what, this is all a bunch of BS. And talking about BS, right before we had an interview right before yours, and right before we got on that interview, somebody had sent me a video of Chavez and George Floyd, and they were targeting, zoning in on Chauvin.
Derek Chauvin.
Thank you, Chauvin.
The police officer.
Yeah. And he had images of all of the other crises that have been going on of his picture. So he literally, I mean, you could, it's an undeniable that he is a crisis actor, and he points all to the, all the different crises that he's been to recently. I mean, so how they've gotten away with it is mind-boggling. But I seriously hope that people are really starting to become aware and realize, you know what, this is all a charade.
Yeah, you know, the best way we can combat all of this is by sharing information. Exactly. And this is what we call information warfare. And it's nonviolence. You know, I don't really believe in violence. So I am happy that I'm able to participate in this big saga of humanity just by talking to you, just by sharing information, by doing research. And one of the things that Q has said is very important is that the artificial intelligence that these big tech giants use to censor us, they don't know how to censor memes. So if you put keywords, if you type keywords like QAnon, they'll just censor you. They'll shadow ban you. You won't even know you're being censored. But if you post a picture of, you know, it could be the proofs that Derek Chauvin is a crisis actor, or it could be something about QAnon. If it's a picture, then the artificial intelligence doesn't know how to read the picture and censor you. So that's how all of you people at home can play a role right now to awaken others. Remember, using memes is more powerful than using keywords.
Memes, everybody.
And there's no copyright, so you won't get in trouble. No one's going to come after you.
Again, everybody, words of wisdom from our good friend Sean Morgan. Sean, thank you very much for getting us up to date here today. Appreciate that, brother.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, of course, thank of course. Can you give a shout out how everybody can check you out? You know, when I know I brought it up in the beginning, but you know, anything else you'd like to share with them?
Sure. Yeah, basically, I created a free ebook for people to understand what QAnon is, and so you can go to my website, QAnonFAQ.com, and you just see the pop up, put in your email, and I'll send you regular updates. And you can get the free ebook, the free course, free podcast. All that stuff is on my website.
There you go. Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sean. It was great connecting with you today. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And together we will turn the universal key to global harmony and create a unified world. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, tune in often. Tell all of your friends. And most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.